Across the West, Latino populations are on the rise. Bridget Cavain is a professor of Latin American and Latino Studies at Montana State University and one of Tuesday's panelists for Economics of Immigration, Boon or Bust.
Everywhere I go to talk about Latinos in Montana, members in the audience say, yeah, we've seen growth too.
She says growth is driven by different industries around the state.
So, for example, in Libby, it's timber. In Sydney, it was because of the Bakken. In Flathead, it's the cherry pickers.
About 3% of Montana's population identifies as Latino, and most of the recent growth has been in Gallatin County. Cavain says agriculture, specifically dairies and potato farms, have played a role, but construction in Bozeman and Big Sky and the service industry in West Yellowstone are the biggest drivers. Between 1980 and 2015, the number of people who identified as Latino or Hispanic in Gallatin County grew from around 300 to 3,000. Cavain says most of the influx is coming from other states rather than across the Mexican border, and only a small percentage are undocumented. However, she adds many people in the Latino community worry about potential border closures. She says people who are in the process of getting their papers may be afraid to travel outside the U.S. because they fear they won't be able to return. She says Bozeman, in particular, has a lot of mixed-status families.
Which means that one of the parents has papers, maybe one doesn't, but the kids, some of the kids do, some of the kids don't. So family units definitely tend not to leave in case somebody gets stuck on the other side.
Cavain says many people in the Latino community, even if they were born here, face quite a bit of hostility. But she adds a slew of organizations have also been welcoming. Several years ago, Cavain helped develop a program to train and mentor Latino women in Gallatin County to serve as health advocates for their families and community. Gallatin County Health has since adopted the program.
I think the community will increase and people will continue to set roots down here because they want to live here for the same reasons that you or I do.
In Missoula, refugee resettlement has also been a hot-button issue. The International Rescue Committee and Soft Landing Missoula started relocating refugees in 2016, an action that both garnered community support and protests. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.